holiday shopping season is in full gear. We'll show you some hot gifts you can still find here in Ocean City.
Plus, Howie spread some holiday cheer with his Secret Santa list. See which T-shirts receive a special visit from our number one mascot.
These stories for sports and weather, it all starts now on the Current OC.
From OCTV.
Raider Nation's leading news magazine starts now. This is Current OC.
Hello and welcome to the Current OC. I'm Taylor Mulford.
And I'm Dom Tucci. This is our special holiday edition of the Current OC. We have a jam-packed show for everyone out there in Raider Nation. Taylor, are you ready for Christmas?
Yes, I am. It's honestly my favorite time of the year. Our favorite Red Raider is definitely in the holiday spirit. Howie has been making his list and checking it twice to see which teachers have been naughty or nice. Howie, along with his helper, Super Elf Joe, hit the halls to make some special holiday deliveries. Let's check it out.
My name's Captain.
Wanted. Yay! Cheers. Yay. Thanks, Mr. Mikowski. Really glad I got you this job at this school.
Hey, Mr. Bruno, we got a special delivery for you.
You're scared. Oh, this for me? Like this? Oh my, that's perfect. Thank you so much, I appreciate that. I will put this to good use.
What about me, Mr. Brown?
Thank you. Can't wait to sit. Bird seed. Thank you. Yeah, whatever.
Mr. Rainier, we got a special delivery for you.
Uh-oh. Thank you, Howie. What am I going to do with this?
I have nothing I can say on camera to express my feelings right now. At least not in a professional setting, okay? So, I have to say appreciate it.
We'll hug now.
Somebody move the Cowboys back.
Oh, my favorite. I'll eat these tonight.
Aha, let me see. Is that naughty or nice? Oh, it's one of those things for scratching your hair. Thank you, buddy.
How's that?
Howie, I thank you. Thank you, Howie. Thank you. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Those were some great gifts, Howie, but next year maybe skip the bird seed. Well, if you waited this long to get your Christmas shopping done, its time is running out. But never fear, your Current OC crew is here to help you out. Taylor takes us to Asbury Avenue for some cool gift ideas.
Today we're here at Asbury looking at all the different kinds of shops for their best-selling Christmas items. Let's see what they have in store.
What are some of your best-selling Christmas items?
So our best items right now are Wonderland stuff, Wonderland Pier. So we have like 85 different businesses in here. So I would say half of them about have pictures, wooden figurines, Christmas ornaments, all Wonderland themed. That's like our best stuff right now.
Christmas ornaments and our books.
The jelly vats are definitely the best selling item this season.
Now, what is your best selling Christmas drink?
For the Christmas, right now it's the peppermint hot chocolate mix.
Oh, what is in this mocha?
So, regular coffee, whipped cream, dark mocha, and peppermint syrup.
It looks absolutely delicious. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wonderful. That's it for us today. I hope you can find your Christmas items here on Asbury. I know I found mine. Merry Christmas.
to the seven levels of the Candy Cane Forest, past the sea of swirly-twirly gumdrops, and then I walked through the Lincoln Tunnel.
Nice job, Taylor. I definitely need to go down to Asbury to get a few things. What do you want for Christmas?
I could definitely use a hug. But let's see what everyone else wants. Here's Allie Hudson with the current OC's wish list.
Today, we're walking the halls and asking what everyone wants for Christmas this year.
Rihanna to release new music.
A camera. Who else came for me clothes?
I want SZA and Kendrick concert tickets.
An Eagles Super Bowl win.
For Christmas, we want tickets to the gun show.
I would like if the Desasino boys joined the Philadelphia Eagles gang and quit the Dallas Cockroaches. Merry Christmas.
If you missed it on Asbury, the annual Christmas parade took place recently where many locals and visitors gathered to frolic in the holiday spirit. Let's take a look at the festivities. You know, it's a big event when the Grinch makes a cameo. The Ocean City's Christmas parade brought holiday magic to the heart of the shore. Floats, festive lights, and marching bands filled the streets and families to gather to a celebration of the season. This year's parade featured Mickey and Minnie Mouse, Buddy the Elf, Frosty the Snowman, and as a part of the annual tradition, Santa Claus provided a finale to the parade, greeting boys and girls from the horse-drawn carriage. From twinkling lights to smiling faces, the parade showcased the true spirit of the holidays. A big thank you to everyone who came out of this to make this year's parade an unforgettable celebration.
Now that I remember it, you were in the parade, weren't you, Miss OC?
Yes, I was, Dom. Did you enjoy it?
Yes, I did. I wish I was in it. Seemed like it was a lot of fun. Wanna know what else is fun? Winter sports.
That's right. Many of our teams are making their season debuts. And here is Ryan Baldwin with sports. Hey, Ryan.
The winter sports season has arrived, and what a way to tip off the basketball season. The Red Raiders rolled in the Richland to battle St. Augustine last night. In an action-packed game that went down to the wire, our Red Raiders came out on top, winning 66-64. In a back-and-forth battle, senior Ben McGonigal led the way with 20 points. Junior Ty Olick drains 5 three-pointers, including some key foul shots in the final minute to seal a big win to start the season. Also last night, the girls won their season opener with a 44-17 victory over Lower Cape May, and boys swimming beat Mainland 89-81. Well, how good is OC at hitting three-pointers? Depends who's shooting. But at the three-point competition during lunch, we got to see some real sharpshooters. A big shout-out to Mr. Latour for hosting what turned out to be an intense and heated battle on the court. Now, let's just say, early on, the shooters had a bit of a rough start. There were air balls, bricks, and shots that hit the side of the backboard. Pretty much everything you'd expect when the nerves are running high. But don't worry, Coach Belezzi needed two rounds to warm up, and we'll just leave at that. As the competition went on, the shooting rallies started to heat up. Our Red Raiders made a strong comeback, and we saw some incredible shots. Mr. Brown lit up from downtown, while Anthony Stolfo and Matt Johansson stood out as the top male shooters. But the real highlight, Lily Murphy. She was on absolute fire and couldn't miss a shot. Keep your eyes peeled for the next competition coming in January. It's going to be another exciting showdown. Are you ready for some football? No, not the Eagles, not the college football playoffs. We are talking about Powder Puff. A little while back, we had our annual Powder Puff games featuring our best junior and senior girls. Between coaches jawing at each other and Naomi Nuehi head-topping Allie Hudson, it was a day filled with high-level action. At least Allie got back at Naomi with this awesome pass deflection and the seatbelt. This juggling catch by Emily Swan was one of the highlights of the day. A play later, she caught a touchdown. At the end of the day, no one could stop Naomi and the green team as they went undefeated and won the championship.
How do you guys feel about your guys' performance today?
Pretty good. You know, it was a good day to play. Everyone was talking a lot of smack, but we just knew we had to come out here and play our game.
Big dogs got to eat.
What made you guys like succeed in the championship game?
Nene! I think, well, we already played the team already, so we kind of knew like who their like target players were, and we knew that we had a lockdown on defense because that's what really matters.
What message do you think you guys sent to the school today?
Seniors on top, and big dogs got to eat!
Some of the best Red Raiders of all time have a new home in the Ocean City High School Sports Hall of Fame. The class of 2024 included 10 new members earlier this month. This year's class features some of the most accomplished athletes and coaches in our school history. A special moment was marked by the induction of our 1999 field hockey team, which under the leadership of former head coach Trish LaFever went undefeated and captured a state championship, a milestone that still remains one of the greatest achievements in our school's athletic legacy. In addition to this remarkable team, several other outstanding individuals were inducted. Fenton Carey Jr., a standout in the sport, Coach Wayne Coleman, who made a lasting impact on our athletic programs, Chris Curran, an exceptional football, basketball, and football star, Megan Hartman, a dedicated, talented runner, and Nicole Fenton, a key contributor to our field hockey success. A heartfelt congratulations to our new inductees. Your hard work, dedication, and excellence continues to inspire us all. Radio Nation, don't forget about the Ocean City PBA tip-off is this weekend. Boys and girls varsity basketball action. 5 games on both Saturday and Sunday. Let's pack the gym. Happy holidays, and back to you guys.
Thanks, RB. Now to the forecast as we head into winter break.
That's right. Some folks are hoping for a white Christmas.
Let's check in with our weather guy, Cameron Williams, with our current OC forecast.
Cameron, how's it looking out there?
Hey OC, here's your weekly weather report. Today, not much action weather-wise, a little bit of fog, a little bit of dewy action going on, but we've seen a little bit of rain earlier this week. We will see some later in the week. Let's take a look at our regional tri-state area. Not much going on today. We will see more rain and possibly some snow later into early next week. Take a look outside though, 42 degrees and sunny today. Very foggy earlier this morning. The dew point's at 39 degrees, but no wind, so at least there's no wind chill effect. Take a live look outside. Not much action going on, but there is a lot of festivities and a lot of people around Asbury, so if you're going outside, wear a coat because it is still cold. Take a look at the tri-state regional temperatures. Got about everyone creeping into the 30s, whether that's high to mid 30s, and even down in Dover, up in the 40s. Let's take a look here at our local tides. High tide, 11.06 a.m. and 11.26 p.m. And the low tides came at about 5 a.m. this morning, and we'll see it again this evening around 5.17 p.m. Taking a look at our 7-day forecast. Got a little bit of rain into the latter half of this weekend and week, and possibly some snow on Saturday. But as we creep in to the early part of next week, guys, it dips back down to the low 30s. But then by the time Christmas Eve and Christmas hits, we're back up to the high 40s with some rain that could have been snow if it was a little bit cooler out. But as for that, we got nothing.
You excited for Christmas?
Yeah, I am. It's not going to be a white Christmas, but it's still Christmas. I got no problems with Christmas.
Kind of have the Christmas spirit. One final note. This Friday, the cafeteria turns into a winter wonderland to support hurricane relief efforts. National Honor Society members will show we are East Coast strong by competing in some feats of strength outside the cafeteria. There will also be craft and treat tables. Please stop by on Friday with your class to the cafeteria and bring cash or Venmo. All proceeds will go toward helping schools who are affected by the hurricanes. See you all there.
Well, happy holidays, OC. And that'll do it for us here at the current OC.
Remember to log on and catch all of our shows and additional content by visiting ocnjtv.com.
We're also on social media at ocnjtv, so be sure to like our page and follow us out there too. Now for Ryan and Cameron, I'm Dom Cucci.
And I'm Taylor Mulford. We hope that you'll join us again for our next episode in 2025.
Have a safe and happy holiday season, everyone. We'll leave you now with some highlights from the OCHS Holiday Dance Showcase.
My name's DMC with the mic in my hand, and I'm chilling and cooling just like a snowman.